So one way that you could find yourself rejecting a suggestion would be to simply wake up out of trance and kind of go, no, that's not my thing. You could always stay in trance and just realize that you kind of like some of the idea of the suggestion, but not all of it. So you're going to tweak it a little bit to fit what your brain is interested in. And then when you do that, make sure that you tell the top because they should know what's going on in your head while they're doing things. They should know what stuff is good for you and isn't good for you. You could do a temporary space for suggestions. A friend of mine uses a whiteboard and writes suggestions down, or her brain writes suggestions down. And if she doesn't like one, she just erases it with a whiteboard. If she really likes it, she puts a big black border around it, and then that saves it to her brain in a way that lets her offer that up to anyone she'd like. There's probably a bazillion other ways because there's, so many different people in here. So you could probably find a different way to reject a suggestion if you really wanted to. I like the idea that you can either just kind of say no or change it. I like the idea that our brains are capable of going, I don't really want to be that kind of thing, but I don't mind being this kind of thing. Or, I don't want to be a puppy, but I could be a kitty. Or I'm not okay with being stopped in place per se, but I could find myself very still and comfortable and sort of too heavy to move, because different people's bodies respond to things in different ways. So, however you want to take a suggestion, I feel like it might be better to notice that you can just adjust it. But it's always helpful for you to be able to be like, no, I'm not going to do that. So, even if someone was to say to you, for example, deep sleep, your brain could be like, nope, I am staying wide awake. Thank you very much. I would just like you all to get into the habit of understanding that your brain has the capacity, wide awake, to make sure that you are capable of saying no to things that are not good for you, or no to things that are not good for you in a moment, so that your unconscious mind can do its very best to take care of you. So you may not want to be stopped in place. You may not want to be silenced. I'll give an example of that. So sometimes, I would go out to eat with my partner and I would stop them in place and I would pay the bill. And sometimes they got the idea that no, they wanted to pay the bill this time and they would refuse to do that. So you can use these for good or for fun or for whatever it is that your brain most appreciates. But I want you to know that you're in control. In fact, sometimes when I talk about things that I've heard that other people have done, my partner is kind of surprised. He's like, why don't they just know that they don't have to do those things? And it's probably because no one has told them that they have the option of retaining their agency and saying yes or no to suggestions. And so that's why I spell it out in here a lot of times and I say it in a lot of things. If a suggestion is not safe or appropriate for you, you do not have to use it. If a suggestion is downright bad for you or off in some way, you do not have to use it. If a suggestion feels like a slippery slope against a hard limit that you might have, you do not have to use it. And I'd like you all to just hold on to those ideas. And as we, and this may be hard for some of you, but I have faith that you can do it. As we go through this, I would like you to do your very best to reject the suggestions I give you. And even if you find yourself going in trance and then rejecting the suggestions I've given you, we'll consider that a win. I want you to know that it's your brain, that even if somebody else is there giving you suggestions, please allow your unconscious mind to do its very best to keep doing its best for you. And this is just one more way that you can find that you have the capacity for your mind to do the things that are best for you. So, I do not know what my brain is going to come up with in terms of having your brain do things. I'm going to be a little pushy, but notice that you can find yourself saying no. You can say no and you can go deeper into trance, and your brain can still protect you no matter how deeply in trance you are. All right. Deep sleep. There you go. Now, as you find yourself dropping and sinking down more and more deeply into trance, please know that it's easy for you to go deeply into trance. And as you find yourself going deeply into trance, your brain may want to succumb to all the stuff that you feel, may want to succumb to all the stuff that you hear, because giving into trance is really fun and sexy. It feels so good most of the time to go deeply in trance, but your brain is smart and clever. Because your brain is smart and clever, you can know that it's just effortless for your unconscious mind to be like, oh, I thought he said there was a hard limit. We're not going there. We're staying deeply in trance and we're rejecting that suggestion. So just for today, just for right now, notice that you can find yourself rejecting any or all of the suggestions I give you. If you really like a suggestion, you have no objections to it, go ahead and accept it. But if it's one of those that you think, oh, I should practice this because it might come in handy someday, go ahead and do it. So I like stop and place triggers, and my favorite one is pause. My favorite one is pause because I like the idea that pausing somebody allows them to hear and see what's going on around them and makes them unable to move. I like when somebody can't move. I really, really like when people can't move. I do a lot of tickling play, and if somebody can't move and I can position them into whatever place it happens to be, and I can say to them, pause, and then I can tickle the bejesus out of them, I adore that. But I'd like you to find yourself working through that right now and just being able to move even if I said that. Now, if I say freeze, your unconscious mind could stop you in place, but you would be unable to hear or see. It would be almost as if you were teleported. So if you were looking at a clock and I froze you and then I unfroze you and 5 minutes had gone by, it would look like the clock had just jumped. But I'd like you right now to find yourself dropping and thinking how good it is to have your brain be in control of your own things right now. So when I say freeze, your brain is like, nope, I'm going to move, and find that you can. Whether it's pause, whether it's freeze, and release, and unfreeze, your brain can know that you can find yourself rejecting these suggestions really easily. So in addition to those two, one other thing that's really helpful for tickling is when I can silence someone. So when I say silence, I tell your vocal cords to just stop working, to forget how to work, so that you can find that you just can't speak. You can open your mouth, you can move like you're trying to speak, but nothing comes out. So when I say the word silence, you might discover that normally you wouldn't be able to talk, but right now you can push through that suggestion and be like, nope, motherfucker, I can talk all I want, and congratulations. And speak is the other thing. If you really wanted to do it, speak is the release that I use for that. So we talked about this one yesterday, and it's that's not funny. So when I say that's not funny, you find yourself uncontrollably full of laughter, giggling and laughing, and being unable to resist that giggling and the laughing the more I say that's not funny. And the more I say that's not funny, your brain can know that right now the thing to do is in fact find that funny, which means that it isn't really that funny. So that's not funny makes you laugh. That's funny makes you stop laughing. Figure out which one you'd like to do and just let that happen. So if I was to talk about right now how you're all sitting there listening to the sound of my voice and it is just getting super hot in here. In fact, I don't know where y'all are, but I'm in Florida and it is so hot here that I just had to take my sweatshirt off. And I don't know if any of you might begin to experience that same kind of suggestion, that it's just so warm that it feels better to get some clothes off right here and right now, because it's just so warm. And the longer I sit here and talk, the warmer my body's getting. And I just had to take my sweatshirt off. You can keep your clothes on. But you might have felt a pull. You might have felt a little flash of heat. You might have felt your body going, oh, you know what? Gosh, it really is hot. I better take some clothes off. No, keep your clothes on. I mean, just for right now. You can always take them off later. Think about what that's like to find yourself given the instruction to do something else, to imagine something beautiful and crazy. Or maybe to feel a certain specific emotion. Or maybe it's just to imagine yourself on a beach. I know plenty of people who do not like water. And if you're given the suggestion to imagine yourself on a beach and you do not like sand and you have pale white skin, for example, because some people I know do, it may be really challenging for your brain to be like, staying there. I have known a friend who ended up with a sunburn because somebody gave her a suggestion for being at the beach. If you're given a suggestion about a place that somebody is expecting you to do with sounds that are all relevant to that, you may need to adjust that in your mind a little bit. So perhaps you find yourself out in a field. Maybe you find yourself out in a field with, the wind through the trees or the birds that are there or, the waving of the wheat field. I don't know what it is. But allow your unconscious mind to adjust and adapt and change things so that you don't find yourself caught or triggered or in a situation that does not make you feel good. Your brain can know how amazing it is to just let yourself not have to worry about this. Your unconscious mind can know how good it feels to just let yourself get to a place where you are easily and effortlessly taking yourself down deeper into trance. And as you find yourself deeper into trance, your brain can just be happy to be in that place of knowing that you can accept what you like and reject what you don't like. So even if, like earlier, if I was to say, I'm going to reinstate that boop trigger where when I say boop, you're going to feel like your nose has been tapped and you're going to start to laugh. I could say boop all I want. But you can remember that even if you were here earlier, your brain does not have to touch your face. You can find yourself simply rejecting that suggestion, no matter how much you might love it, no matter how much you might be like, oh, but I love to laugh. I love getting my nose booped. It's so much fun. Right now, just go ahead and reject it. Because if you can find yourself rejecting the things that you love to do, you can find yourself more easily capable of rejecting the stuff that you don't want. So drop down deeper. Let your unconscious mind get a little bit of a workout. Wide awake on five, one, two, three, four, five. And deep sleep, just like that, all the way back down. Feel how good that is to surrender and sink and go down more deeply to that space where your brain is so happy to be rejecting suggestions. Whether I tell you to allow your hands to feel like one's tied to a balloon and the other is tied to a piece of cement, your hands don't have to move at all. You do not have to taste that lemon. You can find yourself just rejecting whatever it is that's said, unless you love it and it's really great for you. Now, sometimes you're given a suggestion simply because it's part of compliance. One of the things that I learned about in sales years ago was that if you can get somebody to say yes enough times in a row, their brain automatically begins to say yes to every next thing you ask. And people, there was one of the stories was about this encyclopedia, sales team that basically was trained to ask something like 27 yes questions in a row, and their sales rate for selling these encyclopedias was insanely high. Because when you find yourself saying yes, and even though I love to have people say yes to me, I understand that there's a power to that, and you want to make sure that you, as a consumer of hypnosis, are capable of saying no, thank you, whenever that comes up. So allow your brain right now to hold on to the idea that if I was to say, hey, it's a nice day, isn't it? You do not have to respond in the affirmative. You can just be like, it's a day. You don't have to give it any other spin, but your brain can know that you do not need to respond or say yes or do yes things to people to get yourself into a state that might be a slippery slope. So allow your brain to just think about that and to file it away in any place that it might be helpful or fun or useful for you. So drop down deeper. You can reject the suggestions to drop down deeper too, because humans are suggestible whether they're deeply in trance or whether they're wide awake. Because you're susceptible to suggestion, whether you're wide awake or deeply in trance, your unconscious mind can know that these techniques that you're developing right now to reject suggestion that is not good for you can be used anytime, no matter what state you're in. Anytime you need to reject a suggestion, you are capable of doing it. Please use that for yourself. But go down deeper right now, unless you like the idea of being in a state of waking trance, and then enter a state of waking trance and notice that you find yourself just as capable of rejecting everything that comes your way. So maybe you find yourself wondering what it would be like to be a robot. Somebody mentioned that earlier, and I talked about it for a brief shining second. But maybe you like the idea that you want to be a robot, and maybe the idea that you are blank and mindless, empty of all thought, until somebody gives you a suggestion, a code, a command, a direct order. Maybe you like the idea that a android type thing fits your personality, and you can find yourself moving stiffly and or following instructions precisely. But not today. Go ahead and just reject that idea that you want to be a robot right now. You can always do it at a later point in time. You can always feel how good it is to have code inputted into you and then to have you carry out and execute some command. But not today, because today is for you to learn to say no to all these things. And maybe you've been trained with green, yellow, red. And maybe that's a stoplight system for safe words. Maybe you have been trained in that way. And so maybe right now your brain is going red, 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 red at all the suggestions I make. That's totally fine. It's fantastic if you'd like to do that. I would like your unconscious mind to know that whichever way you choose to reject a suggestion or adjust a suggestion to make it okay for you, I'm going to applaud your brain and say well done and say congratulations and say your brain is awesome and amazing. And because your brain is awesome and amazing, you don't need to accept any suggestions that are not okay. And in fact, another thing that you might find yourself taking in, it was sort of a thing that I said the other day when we were talking about all the news that comes at us in a barrage. And sometimes people don't feel good when we don't know how to respond to all this information that is coming at us. So you can find yourself, if you receive a suggestion that is not okay for you, you can find yourself accepting but not reacting. So you can accept a suggestion and go, huh, that's an interesting suggestion. And then you can simply choose to not respond to it. You not react, not respond, and that's okay. Your brain can feel really fantastic as you find yourself responding only to the things that are really important for you. So drop down more and more deeply right now into trance. Feel how powerful it is for you to drop down more deeply right now into trance. And as you drop down more deeply, as your unconscious mind gets better and better at accepting or rejecting suggestions that are really important and really useful for you, you can know that when you reject a suggestion, even to go deeper into trance, you could stay right where you are. You can accept you can reject a suggestion to stop in place. You can reject a suggestion to take your clothes off. You can reject a suggestion to feel more pleasure. You can reject a suggestion to be silent. You can reject a suggestion to feel or think or do just about anything. And the more your unconscious mind becomes aware of the suggestions or the type of suggestions it would really like to reject, you can know that it becomes so easy for you and so powerful for you when you decide to accept a suggestion, because you know that you've really evaluated that and you've decided that that suggestion is good for you. And because it's good for you and you're okay with it, you can fully embrace and sink into the idea that that suggestion, that trigger, that command is going to be super powerful for you. So reject the things that are not good for you, accept the ones that you really, really like to, and just hold on to how fascinatingly good it is for your mind to just realize that you're doing a thing for yourself that is powerful, that is positive, that is affirming, and that feels fantastic. So go ahead and drop down deeper and deeper into trance and accept how nice that feels, or reject how good that feels. Maybe you want to stay right where you are, feeling right what you feel. No matter what that is, I'm going to congratulate your unconscious mind again and tell you that you're fantastic. Whatever it is that you can find yourself choosing to do is so powerful and is so very good for you that your unconscious mind can know it. Now, I can say the word surrender and you can tell me no, and that might be hard for some of you. I can tell you to imagine that I am blowing some crazy knockout powder at you, your favorite kind, right now, and to have you not respond. The more your brain gets to the idea that you can take even the things that you love and say no to them, the more powerful your unconscious mind will work to protect you, just in case something isn't safe to do at a time. Hold on to that and be good to yourselves. And now, on the count of five, find yourself coming up all the way, feeling great. I'd like to bring one thing to mind, though. Please remember to wake up when you're supposed to wake up, because that's the way we can drop you down deeply into trance again. So wide awake on five, feeling fantastic. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all the way back.